Residents along the Gulf Coast are warily watching the approach of Tropical Storm Gordon, expected to make landfall later tonight as a hurricane. Schools are already closing. A state of emergency has been declared in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. People are being told to be weather aware. So let's do that with meteorologist Jeff Huffman. Jeff, tell us where Gordon's expected to hit.
Well, Robin, Gordon has undergone a little bit of a transformation in the last 12 hours. It showed signs of potentially unraveling a bit overnight, but just in the last few hours, satellite and radar data and the hurricane hunters confirmed that Gordon is intensifying as expected, and the official forecast is for it to become a hurricane prior to landfall, which, as you said, will be tonight, probably along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, maybe as far east as the Alabama Gulf Coast, with all the hazards that you would expect from a hurricane. Even though this has been a tropical storm, the fact that it will be strengthening right before landfall, residents in that area should prepare for the wind, the storm surge, the heavy rain, and even the isolated tornadoes.
People get nerve-wracked because we know that when storms sort of hesitate offshore, they gather momentum. They can gather more rainfall.
Yeah, this is something that we saw, of course, with Harvey in an extreme case. This system, thankfully, is progressing quite along. The winds that are pushing it are not expected to relax much, so the storm system is expected to continue moving inland. Certainly, any hurricane can bring flooding rain, but we're not looking at a prolonged event like we saw with Harvey.
Okay, so we're keeping an eye on Gordon. And then we hear about Tropical Storm Florence. What's going on there?
Well, we have the heart of hurricane season approaching in the next week or two. And even though this season was projected by the experts to be somewhat, inactive or at least lower than normal activity, I still think we're in for several systems to track in the next 10, maybe 20 days. Florence right now is moving to the northwest. It just officially became the third hurricane of the 2018 season. Forecast data is a bit split on whether it turns out to sea or potentially makes more of a left or westward hook toward the east coast of the United States. So we can't ignore Florence, and we also have to pay attention to two more waves behind it that will be moving along in that what we call that typical wave train that comes across the Atlantic this time of year.
Okay, so a lot of water there. But what about the Midwest? Underwater from rainstorms there. I know you're from the Midwest. This isn't what you're focusing on today, but are they getting a break?
Well, there will be an eventual change in the pattern, I think, once Gordon moves up into the central part of the United States and then moves into the Great Lakes. Areas from Louisiana through Arkansas, Oklahoma, portions of Missouri, and up towards Chicago and the Great Lakes, that's the corridor where some very heavy rain will probably occur, not only with the approaching storm system, but with Gordon itself. So those residents in the flood-prone areas continue to stay aware over the next week to 10 days.
And meantime, back to Gordon, the National Hurricane Center issued a storm surge warning. You've talked about the surge, and that means possible danger of life-threatening inundation for late Tuesday from Shell Beach, Louisiana, to Dauphin Island, Alabama.
Yeah, and you know, last year, Robin, we didn't have one single death in the United States attributed to storm surge, at least that we know of. And that was remarkable considering the intensity of the storms. Let's not let our guard down just because this might be only, quote, a Category 1 storm. You know, storm surge is still life-threatening, and residents near and east of this storm's track, which would be from pretty much Gulfport, Mississippi, to Pensacola, areas near the coast, you need to heed the evacuation orders if they're given, and of course, stay inside and stay away from the floodwaters as they move in.
That's meteorologist Jeff Huffman with Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, we always appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.